Chapter 4. By the time Wednesday afternoon arrived, I'd been so busy concentrating on just getting through each day at school, I'd almost forgotten about our prowlers. When our dog alarm went off and I heard a car pull up and stop by our gate, I automatically went out to see who it was. A woman. She looked as if she was in her 20s, got out of the car and stood with her hand on the open door, just staring at me. Her dark hair was tied at the nape of her neck with a limp ribbon, and her face was pale. One hand was clamped to her midriff, where her faded blue shirt met the waistband of her jeans, as though her stomach hurt. "Hi," I said. "Can I help you?" I saw her throat tighten as she spoke.
"Does Eve Gillian live here?"
"Yes," I said. "She's working right now. Is there something I can do for you?"
"I need to talk to her," she said. "Now, I really need to talk to her bad."
Back in Houston, I'd fielded phone calls so Mom wouldn't be disturbed. And helping Mom stick to her work is what I should have been doing in Clooney. The woman's skin was drawn tightly across her cheekbones in fear, and I quickly decided that in this case, Mom would want to be interrupted. "Come on," I said. "Mom's in the living room." The woman slammed her car door and threw open our gate, nearly running down the walk. I led her through the kitchen door and into the living room, where Mom was typing fast, her eyes on the computer screen. "Mom," I began, "I hate to interrupt you, but..." Mom gave a little shake of her head and looked at us as though for a moment she couldn't remember where she was. Then her eyes seemed to focus, and she twisted, climbing from her chair.
"Yes?"
she asked. "Do you need me for something?"
"I need you,"
the woman answered, and she began to cry. Mom went to her, took her shoulders, and murmured something. I was curious, but I knew this was no place for me. I went out on the front porch, sat on the rough wooden flooring, and began doing my stretching exercises. In spite of the practice hours I'd been putting in, I was not in the shape I should be.
"Write fast, Mom. Write fast."
The windows were open.